Hey, listeners, thanks for tuning in to Side Hustle School, the place where we help you take your passion project to the next level. And today we've got a question from Molly in Charleston. Molly is a yoga instructor with a vision to organize wellness retreats in serene locations. Now, Molly's retreats are going to blend yoga, meditation, and healthy eating, along with opportunities to connect with nature and like-minded individuals. Sounds good to me, but let's talk about the business end of it. Molly is seeking guidance on planning these unforgettable experiences, collaborating with businesses perhaps, and mostly attracting the right audience for these transformative retreats. So let's get ready to stretch our minds and help Molly manifest her wellness retreat dreams. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey there, I'm Molly from Charleston. I've been a yoga instructor for several years, and I'd like to start a side hustle organizing wellness retreats in beautiful, serene locations. I want to create retreats that combine yoga, meditation, and healthy eating with opportunities to connect with nature and like-minded individuals. How can I plan memorable, transformative experiences and attract the right audience who are seeking personal growth and rejuvenation?
Hey, Molly, thanks for joining us on the show. Love the idea of organizing wellness retreats that combine yoga, meditation, healthy eating. Lots of those out there, of course. It doesn't mean that the market's saturated. It just means that, you know, there is some competition. I'm sure Molly's aware of that. So to plan a memorable transformative experience, well, let's see, what do you need here? You're going to need a unique location, or at least at least the right location, one that can accommodate a group and provides that peaceful setting for relaxation. So look for venues that offer a combination of indoor and outdoor spaces, as well as comfortable accommodations. So the venue can go a long way. A really good retreat schedule, one that balances the different sessions with other wellness activities like walks or workshops on mindfulness, maybe a cooking class, maybe some guest speakers. That could help generate some interest in potential signups. And of course, you know, once you've got a venue and schedule and all that, you're going to need the right people to come. You're going to need your attendees, your customers, you know, in effect. So share your vision, share the benefits of the retreat. Try to get some people to sign up in advance, or at least have them ready to go. That's always a good strategy for events. It's kind of like doing a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo campaign. You want to have some of your early backers like lined up, ready to pre-commit. So that's a good thing for events too. And networking is essential for events. You know, basically people are going to come because they know someone else is going to be there, or because they think, oh, I can't miss this, because they really see a clear benefit in connecting with others. So you really want to focus on like, who is the community? How can you reach them and how can you help them to connect with others, right? So that's ultimately what it's about. And it's not easy. It's definitely something you have to kind of hit over time. But of course, it can be incredibly rewarding as well. So Molly, wishing you the best. Listeners, wishing you the best as well. If you've got a question or comment, resource to share, whatever it is, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week, new episode every day, even as we move into a new month tomorrow. How about that? I hope you'll continue to join me. It's all completely free, new episode every day. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.